Okay, so today's daf is Me'ila daf Tes Zayin. We're going to pick it up from Tes Vav Amei, is the Mishnah, not the one at the very bottom, the Mishnah, about 12 lines off of the bottom of the page. Ha'truma, u'trumas ma'aser, u'trumas ma'aser shadamai. So truma, that's a regular classic truma. Trumas ma'aser is the truma that you take from what you give the Levi. You give Levi ma'aser rishon, which is 10%, and then you take 10% of the 10%. In English, it's 1%. The Levi's giving 10% of what he gets back to the Kayan to... as Trumas Meiser, or Trumas Meiser Shadamai. The Mai is, of course, when you have an Amma Eretz, you're not sure if you took Meiser or not, so you take Meiser Masafik. So the Trumas Meiser of Adamai. So these are all different forms of Truma so far. Truma, Trumas Meiser, Trumas Meiser, Adamai. Hachala, Habikurim, and Bikurim. Again, we're still on the topic of things that are Mistarf. So all five of these things go to the Kayan. Mistarf, Zemz, and Lisser. So not only do they go to the Kayan, these five, if they get mixed up, they can Mistarf one with the other to make Isser. So for example, let's say that you have some mixture of truma that gets spices that gets mixed into a mixture. If it would not be enough to be nice and tam, right? And the share of truma typically in batel is 100 to 1, plus the spices maybe need more than that. If it's enough that's not nice and tam, it would be batel. But what if the combination of truma and bikurim, or challah and bikurim, or challah and truma, creates a flavor that's still discernible? Neither one alone would have been discernible, but the combination is their mitzarif, and therefore it creates an iser. Isser again means it's treated like truma. It's not, the truma is not going to be batel. And it also can be chayv chaymish. Halacha is if one eats these items and he's a non-kayan, he eats by mistake, he has to pay karen v'chaymish. He has to add a karen and he has to add a fifth. He has to add a chaymish payment. So we're saying over here that these things are mitzarif to get a shear. The halacha is that one is only chayv chaymish if he's a kazayas. Less than a kazayas is not considered an achila to be chayv chaymish. So we're saying these things can be mitzarif to create a shear of kazayas in order to obligate to pay chaymish. Now, the truth is, we can understand easily chala, bikurim, truma, and truma's maisa, because those are all deraisa. And the din of paying chaymish, pasha says, deraisa. The shayla is, where does the din of truma's maiser of demai, which is exactly only rabbinic, where does that fit into this? So either you can say that we're going like Reb Meir, that's one of the answers given, that who holds that called the ticket Rabbanan came to Derais ticket, and the Rabbanan gave this gezeira of demai like a Derais ticket status. It's one answer they give. Okay, or you could say Erechami the guy with that then was Laldaf was the first one. Okay, we'll leave with it's going with the mayor. Zakti Mishnah Vayitah. This is a chazar of what we had. Kol Pigul Mistarf is Hamizah. Pigul is Mistarf one with the other. Meaning, if in order to eat, let's say Kazayis a pigul b'chayv karis or Kazayis b'chayv chatas b'shoygig, you have to have a kazayis. You can eat a kazayis from different pigles, different either. What that means is different animals that were pigle, or it could even mean different parts of the animal. For example, the basar and the emurim. Right? Emurim is really belongs to the mizbeach. Basar is achil zadam. But if it's pigle, so it's really puzzle at this point, if a person eats a kazayis of basar and emurim, that's mistarif. And similarly, chol nesar, mistarif also different nesars to get a shear of kazayis for the chiv of Karis slash chatas. My taima, going back on the dinner, first dinner of truma and bikurim and chala. My taima kulika truma. They're combined because they're all called truma. Gabi chalak sevashis arisasechem chala terima truma. The chala says the beginning of your kneading of your dough, you should take chala as truma, pretty black and white. And bikurim nami ikur truma, the tanya truma is yadecha, ele bikurim. It says truma is yadecha, which means bikurim. Therefore, we see bikurim is also referred to as truma. Aval einach. Now, why don't I bring you pasuk for the other three? Because it's fairly obvious. Truma, truma's meister, truma's meister demaya, are inherently called truma. Of course, they combine one with the other. That doesn't even need a pasuk. Exact the Mishnah. Kol nevelos mistarif from zemzo. All nevelos are mistarif one with the other. And kol shratzim mistarif from zemzo. Shratzim also are mistarif one with the other. Now, before we even go into the Gemara is not even going to jump in this. A few points we have to make. First of all, a nevelos. Points on nevelos and points by shratzim. First of all, nevelos. We have nevelos of kosher animals and nevelos of non-kosher animals. You have kosher animal, it dies in nevela, you can't eat it, obviously. And it carries tumah. Someone who not just touches it, very good. It's tumah is strong enough that if you carry something and it's on top of that, it's tumas masa. You don't have to directly be touching it. You're carrying something which includes this nevela, because I asked nevela, it also has tumas masa. Fine. That applies also to a non-kosher animal that dies, usher to eat, also usher, and if not usher, but if you carry it, or touch it, certainly one will become tummy. However, non-kosher obviously carries with another iser, or an original iser, that's non-kosher. So the iser of eating else nevela will be telling the discussion of ain't iser chal iser, which we'll the Gemara right away, the first one we're going to speak about. That's one point. The Mishnah doesn't seem to make any distinction between kosher and non-kosher animals, but there is room to make distinction because non-kosher already has an existing Isser, the fact that it's not kosher, whereas the Nevela comes later, whereas kosher only has this in Nevela, number one. Number two, we really point this out already, there's two components to this, where we kind of just blended it together. There's the Tumah component and there's the Achila component. When we talk about being Mistarif, are we talking about the Nevela being Mistarif for the shear of Isser for Achila, which is Kazayas, normally? Or are we talking about the shear of Tumah, which is also a Kazayas? Or are we talking about both? But the point is, the Mishnah says, there could be different components that we're referring to. So A, kosher, non-kosher, and B, Tumah / Isser Achila. But Shratzim, also very important. Shratzim, the same thing. Shratzim have Isser Achila. Many Shratzim, most Shratzim are Isser Achila. But then there's Shmaina Shratzim, famous, name of Perek and Shabbos, that what? That give off Tumah. Shmaina Shratzim, Tumah Sheretz. Is Dafka Shmaina Shratzim. The other ones don't have Tumah. The Shmaina Shratzim have Tumah by a shear of a Kadasha. You don't need the shear for Kazayas. Adasha is a lentil, tiny shear. There's eight types of Shratzim. Eight specific Shratzim. They, even with a shear of a lentil, that gives off Tumah. Now the question is going to be, a big focus of today's daf is going to be, what about the shear Achila? Is the shear of Achila by Shratzim Kazayas, which indeed it is by normal Shratzim, not the Shmanish Shratzim? What about the Shmanish Shratzim? Do the fact that they give off Tumah B'Kadasha, does that render also that the shear Achila is downgraded, so to speak, or upgraded? Mochamer, only a lentil size is enough to make you over Achila as well? Or no? Tumah B'Kadasha, but Achila, there's also B'Kadasha, that'll also be a topic of conversation, that'll be the focus on base. So Amud Aleph is the focus conversation of Amud Aleph, is going to be about the Behemoth, Nevelos. Amud Beis is more about the Shratzim, getting back to Behemoth. Let's see. Amarav. Top of Tazayin Amal. Leishanu Ela Inyan Tumah. We only said this to Gabi Tumah. Avalik Inyan Yechila Tumah Fasman Tumah Fasman. This that we said, all animals are Mistarif, all Nevelos, I should say, are Mistarif for Kazayas. And it didn't make a distinction between kosher and non-kosher. Is Legabe Tumah. Legabe Tumah, they both give off same Tumah's Nevela. So you can combine half a Kazayas of kosher animal, that's a Nevela, half a Kazayas of non-kosher species, that's a Nevela, and get a Shia of a Kazayas, and it gives off Tumah. When it comes to Achila, they do not combine. To Herman Fratzman, to Mayan Fratzman. What would be the pshat on that? So, Mepharsh explains simply.
It's with taste, and they're
different. No. It's because it's different in Surim. If two things have a different taste, but they're the same Isser, then why can't they be Mitzarif? They're both Usser, the same Isser. You're talking about Legabe Dine Bittel, but Legabe Isser, if they're both Usser, and the same Isser, so they can be Mitzarif. The taste doesn't matter. Over here, the issue over here is, Ein Nesuchal Isser. We pointed out, the tar animal is Asral's Nevela. The tummy animal, if you hold Enesachal Isser, it was already Asr because it's a non-kosher animal. So now the Isser of Nevela is not even Chal. So you can't combine a half a Kazayas of non-kosher species with half a Kazayas of Nevela, of a kosher species. It doesn't work. It's two different Isurim. We use the same word kosher, which makes it confusing, but it's two different Isurim. One is the Isser Nevela, and one is Isser Tumah, that's not kosher. Okay. The Levi Yama, Levi argues and says, Afila Achila Nam Mizarf. And Levi says that no, you can combine the kosher and non-kosher species of Nevela for a shear of Achila to get a Kazayas of Nevela. Even non-kosher and kosher species can yes combine. What's the pshat? Does Levi hold Isser Chal Al Isser? The simple answer would be yes, that we want Mahalach Levi. But and that's actually the words of the Mefarish. Take a suffer Issachal Isser. That's the words of the Mefarish. But the Mefarish won't explain it. Maybe you could plug it in Mefarish, and it's not the Pashtus. They won't explain the no. Levi typically agrees that we say Ein Issachal Isser. He specifically holds the Vayel, the guy, but this in a Vela, that Issachal Isser. And we have a premise for it. Because we darshan this, remember, it goes back a little bit. In Chulin, and Daflam and Zion, we darshan, it's back by Pasan Chumash. Bechelev Nevela, Bechelev Trefa. The pasuk continues, "Va'achol eisechlu." It says a specific isser about not eating the chelav of a nevela and the chelav of a treifa. Now you already have isser chelav was existing before it was nevela. From when it's alive already, the chelav is chelav. Chelav is usser. Chelav is always usser, right? And yet the Torah is plugging in an isser of nevela over and above the isser of chelav. What do we see? We see that Isser, Chal Isser applies by Nevela. Says Levi, so I got no problem with this animal's already not kosher. Good, now it's a Nevela, it's got a new Isser, and the new Isser Nevela can combine with the Isser of the Nevela of the kosher animal and make a shear. That's what Levi's arguing on Rav. That is the other explanation that he holds all over. You don't say Isser, Chal Isser, Dafka over here. Lemaisa, it's a good taina. What would Rav respond to that? What would Rav respond to the Pasuk? Rav will tell you that it's an Isser Kelim. the Isser of Nevela is more encompassing than the Isser of Chalev. Chalev is Dafka the Chalev. The meat is Mutter. Nevela, when it drops dead the animal, has a new Isser, just not the Chalev's Usser, the meat is Usser, every part of it, even the part that was Mutter till now becomes Usser, that's Isser Chalev. So therefore, I don't have to say Isser, don't tell me it's an exception to the rule. And Isser Chal is over here, not an exception to the rule. Pshat is Isser Chalev, which is part of the rules. Okay, that's Mokhik is Rav and Levi. Fine. Rav Asi Amar, turn the Atzman, between the Atzman. Rav Asi is a third statement in the Gemara, question of his really third opinion. He says, Tahirim are separate, kosher animals and nevelos, and non-kosher animals are separate. Now, what does he mean? Again, if he means that we're talking legabe tumah, we separate kosher and non-kosher, even legabe tumah, then he's arguing even on Rav. Then he's really a third opinion. Rav says you combine kosher and non-kosher for tumah, not for achila. Levi says you combine kosher and non-kosher both for tumah and for achila. And Rav is saying you don't combine it at all. That would be a third separate shita. That's one option. Option two is, no, he's essentially saying like Rav, you don't combine it legabe achila. Legabe tumah, of course you would combine it. That would be the simplest to understand. You don't combine it legabe achila, legabe tumah. Why wouldn't you combine it? Therefore you do. And Rav Asi is really mimicking his Rebbe, by the way, Rav. He's mimicking his Rav's statement. Why the Gemara is quoting a member from Rav Asi, which mimics Rav? Okay, Kasha. But he's mimicking Rav's statement. Rav Asi Amar term of Atzman, Utmein Latzman, Ikadarmi, some interpreter of Asi, what we just spoke out, Pliga Rav, he's arguing on Rav also, and he's therefore a third Shita. And he's saying that you never must have Seifer Achilu, Seifer Tumma, Vikadarmi, Le Pliga. And some say, no, they don't argue. He means to say exactly what Rav was saying. He means to say exactly like Rav. Now, on the side that he's arguing, and saying that you don't combine kosher and non-kosher animals, Seifer Achila, that we understand, that's Rav Enes Achlisser. Seifer Tumah, that we say we don't understand. So what is the Pshat? Tosfos addresses it. Tosfos seems to give an answer, but it's like a migu, it's hard to understand. It doesn't really give that much flavor. Tosfos says, since the Din Nevela, it's almost the opposite, the inverse of the Svarah that we're going to say later, with the Shratzim, that since the Tumah is Pekadasha, Achilas also could be less than a Kazak's Pekadasha. This is the inverse, this is the other way. Since when it comes to Achila, we can't combine them, why? Ain't it a chalasser? Therefore, you can't combine kosher and not kosher. Therefore, the guy bit tumah too. You can't combine it. I mean, it's two different dinim. What? The therefore is leaves a lot of room for trying to understand it. But that it's almost like, I don't know if you use the word migu, but it's therefore. That's what Taisus seems to explain. That would be some sort of svara in Rav Asi. We'll leave that for now with that Taisus. Okay, meisve kasha on Rav Asi, and this is actually again a machlekes. This is a machlekes the Taisus, as opposed to the Mefarish, whether this question is on, because remember, it's true of Asi. It's Rav Asi who agrees to Rav, which means essentially a big question on Rav. That is how Tosfos learns the Gemara. We're going to keep it more, I'll call it more simple. We're going to learn the Gemara like the Mefarish, who learns this question specifically on Rav Asi, not on Rav, meaning it's a question only on Rav Asi, who's this third opinion, who says that he never mitzdarif the kosher and non-kosher, Saif Achila, Saif Tumah. Let's just learn it like that. That's the Mefarish. Again, Tosfos takes issue with it, but we're going to go with the Mefarish. Meisvei. Mises para v'chayigamol. The Brisa says as follows. If you have Misa of a para and chayigamol, so essentially you have half of Xayas from a dead para, from a nevela para, from Basar, and a half of Xayas from a live camel, which is like Basar and a chay. Amistarf and Zamzad, then Amistarf together. Okay, that's fine. Make a diak. Ha Misa shneim mistarf him. But if it would be dead, it would be mistarf. So now, we're going to go to the Farish's Mahalach, which is Bishlam, according to Rav. You know why it's, you know what does it mean that's mistarif? Not the gabi achila, it's mistarif the gabi tumah. You can combine the Mises Parah and the Chayi Gamal the gabi tumah, not the gabi achila, mamash like Rav is dead. But according to the Sadar of Asi, argues, and he's the third sheet that he can never combine it, Sai for tumah, Sai for achila. So what are you going to do with this deek, this inference that you're making that Ha Mises Shneim, had they both been dead, it would be mistarif, it should never be mistarif. Parah is a kosher species, Chayi Gamal is a non kosher species. It should never be mistarif, even if they both would be dead. Question on Rav Asi. That's what Farish learns. That's what we're going to learn. Just to not to completely neglect Tosfos again. But I mentioned Tosfos learns as a kasha on Rav and Rav, not just Rav Asi, on Rav. Because Tosfos does not like Farish's mouth. Tosfos issued the Farish simply that you're right. There's a din of Basim Menachai, and Basim Menachai is Asur, just like Aver Menachai is Asur. Basim Menachai is Asur, but only Aver Menachai, which is the limb, carries tumah. Basim Menachai doesn't carry tumah, so your whole conversation can't be we're talking about tumah and then we're saying Hamis Hashem Estarfen is okay Lagabi Rav because for tumah we're not talking about tumah, right? That was the issue. Yeah. Very good, Mel. Very good. That was the issue. So that's Tosfos' issue with Mefarshes Malach. So again, therefore Tosfos wants to learn that on the contrary. This is a question, a general question on Rav as well, but we're going to just stick with the simple Malach unless again I speak out next bar as well. But we're going to stick with this simple Malach as question on Rav Asi, who says no combining is applicable. Yet it's the diak is hamisa shneim mistarif and it would be mistarif. Ema Hachai Shem is Arab. Says Mara, you made a deek the wrong way. Don't make a deek that when the para is from a nevela and the gamel is from a chai, it's not mistarif. But had they both been dead, it is mistarif. No. Had they both been dead, it's also not mistarif. Hachai Shem, if they both would be alive, it would be mistarif. Umahani moves the author of this. Rabbi Udi, Dama Evin Achai, Naib B'Tameah, Gshmak Achab. He knows that the din of Evin Menachai applies to a non kosher animal. So therefore, if you have a half a gzayis of non-kosher animal, minachai, half a gzayis of kosher animal, minachai, they're both an isser of basar minachai, and that does combine, and that's what we're talking about, that's your diak, fracting mar still. But according to what you're saying, if they both would be dead, lay mistarif, it still wouldn't be mistarif, that's basically which is what you want to come out with according to Ravasi. So why did you speak about a case that they're so far apart, that it's a paras, that's an avela, and a gummel that's chai, which is even basar menachai from a gummel. Ha, afilu misa shneim lemistarfi. Pick a better case. Pick, if they're both dead, it's not mistarf, because you're a vasi old, you can't mistarf the kosher or non-kosher animal when they're both dead. When they're both alive, you can mistarf taka, because of basar menachai is of kosher or non-kosher species, can yes be mistarf, like according to Rabbi Yehuda. Great. But the fact that we took a case of purr that's dead, and gamel that's chai would seem to indicate that if they both were dead, it would be mistarf. So Mara is going back now and saying the deek from before still stands. Again, you just wanted to deflect it and say the deek should not be that if they're both dead, it's mistarf. Your deek should be that if they're both alive, it's mistarf. Good deflection, but you still have a question. Why speak in terms of a par that's dead, a nevela, and a gamel that's chai, if you could say a bigger chiddush? According to Ravasi, even if they're both dead, a dead camel and a dead cow are not mistarif. Say the bigger chiddush. If I can say that, still would leave us room to make that deek from before. Question one. Question two. Va'aytanya, we also learned that a brisa, the lashon va'aytanya sounds like it's a different brisa. However, I mean, that's actually, if you look at some of the interpretations here, the taicha is another brisa. Mefarash doesn't say that. Mefarash says, this is the safe of the other brisa. So it seems to be a clear argument, again, how to touch this, whether it's a different brisa or it's a continuation of the same brisa. By the way, let's go to the Mefarash for this. Vayitayim, we learned the further than that same brisa, Chatzai's par b'chaya, the paro was alive, and you have half a gzayis of it, which is pasar menachai, Chatzai's gamma misasa, and half a gzayis of gamma that was dead nevela gamma, a mistarf is not mistarf, make a diak. I'm sorry, this is part of the brisa, no diak yet. Avol, Chatzai zayis mepar v'chatzai's megamo, bein b'chaya bein b'misasa, but half a gzayis of para and camel, kosher, non-kosher, both alive, both dead, when they're the same status, mistarfim, that's pretty clear, that is black and white, that they are mistarf. That's black, white, and mistarf. Again, so Rash Rafarish will learn that according to Rav himself, not a problem, because we'll explain it's talking about Tumma. Tell you an issue with that, we can smoke out, fine, but we'll explain it's talking about Tumma. But according to Rav Asi, who, if you learn that Rav Asi is a third Shita, Shver, Kasha Resha Seifa, first of all, you already have a kasha, you have a kasha reisha seifa. Meaning you have some basic problem at the reisha seifa is a stira. Rather, the chiddush is misa shneim is misarfen. If you learn like the way of Asi was deflecting it, you have a stira from the reisha seifa because misa shneim is not misarfen in the reisha. Now the seifa is saying it is. Now that you're telling me, if you learn nagav Asi, misa shneim is misarfen both in the reisha and the seifa. And again, it's right to raya against Rav Asi. Amach Rav Asi will tell you right. Haytana savor isachal iser. You're right. My whole premise, Rav's whole premise, this whole line of reasoning was going, in Issachal Isser. If you hold in Issachal Isser, then it can't be Mistarif. Once you hold Issachal Isser, so the Isser Nevela is Chal over and above the existing Isser of non-kosher, then of course non-kosher can be Mistarif with kosher because they're both Nevelas, the Isser is Chal, and you can't hold Yedinim, whether it's Tumah, whether it's Achilah, can be Chal. This price, it goes again in my number, this Issachal Isser, and therefore, you're right, it's not like me, I'm going towards the opinion holds in Issachal Isser. Okay, I'm right, top of my base. I'm right, that's really the conversation so far about Nevelas. Now, it's like very evenly split. Now, I'm a Beis, the Mara focus moves on to really primarily Shratzim. The Veilus will get in there too, but primarily Shratzim. I'm Rabbi Demarav. Achila Shratzim Leika Alev Bekazayas. Achila Shratzim, one is Leika on it for eating a Kazayas. My time, Achila Kazivu, because the Pasuk says Achila. So if one eats a non kosher Sheretz, he's Chayef eating how much of it? Kazayas. Because the Sheer of Achila typically is a Kazayas. By the way, this gets into, we're not going to go into it now at length. First finished Amid, but this does get into our quote-unquote halacha of the day topic, which is, in general, is the pshat, we know that whenever we talk about a din d'oraisa, you need achila, of achila, you need kazayas. What's the pshat in that? Is it almost like the Torah was makel, so to speak, that really it's an achila less than a kazayas? It's still called an achila, but the Torah said, to have a din achila, it's a lachamash mesina, or it's an interpretation, it's a kasva, whatever you want to call it, that to have a din achila, to have the dinim of achila, you need to have a kazayas. But it's still called achila without that. Or is it opposite? The Torah was defining that anything less than a kazayis is not called an achila. One basic, for example, nafkmina would be, and it sounds, it's more of a lamedish, a theoretical shal, it's not really don't know how practical it is, but one afkinu would be the din chatzis shir asam ha'tayra. When it's us to eat something, it's us b'gzayas. If you eat less than a gzayas, we say, Rebbe says, chatzis shir asam ha'tayra, and the reason he gives efshat terufi, because it can combine with more to make a full shir. What is that? If you hold that the Torah is saying less than a shir of achila, is less than a gzayas, not an achila, so it would almost be like a new din. It's a completely new din. It's not just, again, chatzis shir saying asam ha'tayra, it's not a rabbinic gzayra, but it's almost like the Torah made a gzayra, because it's not an achila. It must be, it's a new din that we treat it like an achila. If you say that really it's an achila, but the Torah relaxed it and say you only chayev till you have a kzayas, so the chatzis shir also tells you, you may not have the full-fledged iser, whatever it may be, karis or whatever, malakas, but it's still iser. It's easier to have that iser take effect. That's one conversation. We also relate to the conversation about the chiv brichas amazon. We know we only eat v'chalta v'savata. Midaraisa, we only bench, sorry. V'chalta v'savata, but our bottom we bench even on a kzayas. Again, back to that conversation. We'll stay connected. We'll see if we have more time at the end. We'll get back to it. But okay. Says, again, Rav Yudim Rav, Biklal, this klal is all over Shas in general, that Achila means Kazayas, and now he applies the klal to say, and therefore, by Shratzim, you only like it if you eat a Kazayas. The Hatani Rav Yitzhak Rav Chanina, coming to Rav Yitzhak, affecting Rav, we have a problem. We have a beautiful Brayis over here. The Rav Yitzhak Rav Chanina taught in front of Rav Yitzhak, Asherv dalti lechem l'tamei. The pasuk talks about separating from kosher and non-kosher animals, which of course the Torah always refers to as tahir and tamei, but still means kosher and non-kosher. And then the end, it kind of just walks into the idea of separating itself from tuma. So it starts off b'achila and then switches to tuma. Says the Gemara, pasuk akas b'achila v'sim b'tuma. The pasuk starts off with the topic of eating. And it concludes with the subject of not being metame oneself, separating yourself to become tame, like actual tumah. So what do we darshan? Ma tumah b'kadosh, afechi b'dosha. The shear of tumah by shiratzim we know is, we spoke about that before, is a lentil size. So therefore the shear of achila is b'kadosha. V'kol sever b'echanam, b'echanam praised this price, so to speak, meaning praises, and b'echanam off the prices, it means he praised it for its, for being accurate, for being, you know, for being a proper price. It was quoted properly. So therefore, Kash the Rav. Again, Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't normally necessarily be a Kash and Rav, but over here he's quoting a Braisa. The Braisa is Shvam Rav. The Braisa is saying very clearly, the shear by Shratzim is the shear of Adasha, not a shear of Kazayas. He says the Gemara, basically, Kasha, Kambi Misasan, Kamba Chayim. Big Chiddush in the answer. When does it give off Tumah because of Kadasha? Only when it's dead. A live shiras doesn't give a tumah, a dead shiras gives a tumah. A dead shiras gives a tumah at Sazach Adasha, and therefore, because a dead shiras gives a tumah at Sazach Adasha, this is like the migu, the flip inverse we were saying before, it also now has an Isra Achila at Sazach Adasha based on the Pasuk's drasha. But when it's still alive, it doesn't have the din tumah Kadasha.
Except for the eight, that you
say. No, the eight also. When they're alive, yes, only when they're dead. When they're alive, it doesn't have the din of tumah Kadasha, and therefore, since there's no din of tumah Kadasha, therefore, it won't have a din of achila. The din of achila would be kzayis. So if a person eats a live sheretz, he has to eat more. If he's eating live sheretz, he has to eat more. He's got to eat kzayis to be chayav as opposed to adasha. That is the Mar's answer. Amei Abaye, Farav, Amas Nisan, Farav, correct. Amas Nisan Koi. Rav is going on a Mishnah. This is an assumption. We understood that Rav is talking about our Mishnah because the memory of Rav, we're relating it to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is talking about a case. My sister goes Shratzim Kani, I feel b'mishasan. Our Mishnah is the general. All Shratzim, didn't speak of live or dead in particular, all Shratzim, and it said they combine. And Rav was saying the shear is Kzayas. Isn't he talking about dead Shratzim also? On the basis of Ahiduka Dilachu. Rav Shmait Vamalakamar. That's what you're saying. You understood that Rav said his memra on the Mishnah. But it's not true. Rav was saying a separate statement on his own, and therefore, he's talking specifically, we can still qualify and say his answer. The answer for Rav, he was talking about dead Shratzim, sorry, opposite. Live Shratzim need Kazayas. Dead Shratzim takam would need Kazayas. They can only need, perhaps, a Kadasha, like the Drasha, the Braisa of Rabbi Yechanan. Vakalsi Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan really praised this Braisa for being correct. Meisvei, but we have a question on that. Hey, Varim, Ein Lehem, and there's two dots here, but I'm not sure why, okay. Meisvei, hey varim ein lam shir. Avarim, limbs have no shear. This is talking about, correct. This is talking about, let's say if you have basar from an avela or a sheretz, you have to have a minimum shear in order to give of tumah, a lentil size of a sheretz or a kezias of an avela. But when it comes to a limb, a full limb is more chashiv, Rashi Mefarsh says, it's more chashiv, and therefore it can give of tumah just by even though it's less than that sheaf kazayas or even kadasha, less than the sheaf lentil. A varm ain lam shir. I feel pachas kazayas by nevela, even less than kazayas by nevela animal. Upachas by kadasha by asheretz, or less than a lentil by asheretz. Metamin gives up tuma. Varm Rabbi Yechanan. Ain leikin aleim el begzayas. Rabbi Yechanan says that one only gets malchus for eating, switching gears from tuma to eating. You don't get malchus for coming to tuma, you get malchus for eating. He'll get malchus for eating a sheaf kazayas. Meaning, clearly saying, even in a case where the shear is kadasha for tuma, the shear for achil is a kazayas, exactly opposite of the price that he just praised. It's for its accuracy. What's going on over here? Rabba Rava b'mavdalin diber hakasav. The pasuk was talking about mavdalin. What does mavdalin mean? Mavdalin means ones that are separated. What does one separated mean? So one of you pointed out a moment ago, the Shemayna Shratzim, right? Mavdalin means the Shemayna Shratzim. So it was over there, in the Pasuk by the Shemayna Shratzim, that's where he was saying that Allah is, that it gives off Tuma, Bakadasha. It's the Pasuk saying this, and therefore the Widarsha, the Pasuk, the Achil also is going to be that small shear. Rabbi Yechanan was saying, in this Braisa, in this Memra, not Braisa, whatever, this Memra, Rabbi Yechanan was saying, on this Memra, he was saying on this memra that it gives off bekadash, bekazayas. That's talking about the other types of shratzim, which again, other shratzim are still usher to eat. They still have usher to eat. And when you eat a shear, one is going to be chayev. What's that shear? The shear of the otaka be a kazayas. If you're making a chilik between the shemayna shratzim and the other shratzim to say that regular shratzim need an olive of achila, an olive shear, kazayas, in order to be chayev. Only shema shratzim need less, because you're making a chilik in the pasuk, payment amilif kabeim dolls, the shem of dolls. Make the same thing by behema, make a chilik between the special behemas and the not special behemas. Now, it's funny. You don't find this. By shratzim, you find specifically eight shratzim. By behemas, we taka don't find behemas that are separate. All behemas, when they die, big animals, small animals, they have a din of tumas nevela. So what does it mean? What does it mean when he says make a difference between mavdals and mavdals? He means limbs. Your maskin, Avim Renachai, has a din of tumma, special din of tumma. So make a chaluk. Say the din of the pasuk that the shear relates to how much you're eating is only by the special din of tumma. But by general din of tumma, it won't relate to the same shear. Behemin Ami Lifik, Behemin Vidal, Sajim Vidal, make the same chilik. Says the Gemara, top of Yizanim Alf, Armalei, Rav Zabak, Kika Makash Rachmana, Bal Teshaktsu.
The comparison in the Pasuk between behemoths that are tameh, that are kosher, and shratzim was to say that in both cases, eating a behemoth tameh is being mishakets nafshasechim, is defiling a person by eating something which he can't eat, that he's not allowed to eat, but legabe the shiurim, and also they both contain tumah, but legabe the shiurim of how much one has to eat, we talk of a drasha from the tumah to the achila of shratzim, but a drasha for the shiurim by nevela, by animals that we don't have, says the Gemara. We don't have a comparison for that component.